He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Of holy baptism, we have been raised with Christ to new life.
We have been given the new earth of water and of the Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways for the glory and your holy name.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia.
This is the feast of victory.
Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may, by your grace, confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel, chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As the shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out, and I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing lands. They shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, I will bring back the stray, I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And the fat and the strong I will destroy, I will feed them with justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. He was reviled, but he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have the words of eternity.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as a father knows me, and I know the father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Confess together the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
mercy and peace be to you from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The text today is from St. John, the Gospel lesson, the 10th chapter, wherein Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord, is the work of God. He is the one who for us does not run for danger, any kind of danger, but he indeed pays the price for us. What this tells us is that it is true that Jesus knew all that was coming before him. He knew all that he would do for us. But it doesn't mean that Jesus didn't want to flee. In fact, he told the disciples that he was sorrowful to the point of death. He really didn't want to go to the cross. But he knew what was before him, and he bowed to the Father's will. He cried out earnestly to his Father in heaven, if there was another way, please show me. But he is a good shepherd. He is not a hireling, and he does not run away in the face of danger. Jesus could not run. He could not deny the need of his flock. That is you, that is all the people in this entire world. The good shepherd lays down his life for his flock. You are his sheep. Jesus died on the cross in your place and in mine. He died because they were his. He is yours. And if Jesus is the good shepherd, then we must be the sheep. It's important to consider that image of Jesus Christ, our Lord, about who we are. People often have this wonderful, warm, and fuzzy feeling as they consider that picture of Jesus Christ and the lamb upon his shoulders as he carries that lamb. That's not a picture of a sheep. That is a picture of Jesus. Sheep are another thing altogether. Sheep are, as you know, in fact, to be kind, known as one of the least qualified of the barnyard animals. If you've ever been on the farm, you know how smart they are, or lack thereof. They go out, they lose their way, and they often do it repeatedly. They are helpless in the face of danger. And if you've ever been out on a farm, and you've been out with the sheep, and you've chased around behind them like you were told not to do, I won't say who did that, but when sheep get really scared, they in fact lie down. They lie down, they give up. And so, in so doing, it gives them no opportunity to flee that which is chasing them, that which has come into their lives. And that is what makes the sheep the perfect image of God's people. The shepherd is the perfect image of God himself. We don't often understand the depth of the danger we live in, and we get ourselves into our own actions, or by our own actions, deeds, and words, we run ourselves out into the point of giving up. We don't see sin for what it is, the evil that it is. We don't see our sins, but we have a clarity of mind and eyes for everyone else's sin. It's amazing how our eyes can adjust like that. Oh, if an optometrist could make our eyes change like that, where we could see immediately, but somehow, seeing in the mirror, our eyes always fail. We fail to see our own attitudes and our own values, what is wholesome and good, and many times we see only the expectation of our own pleasure, our own joy, or greener grass that's on the other side of the fence, either provided by someone else's job or that which they have. And so what can threaten us? Lives accustomed to sin, too much free time, and too great a hunger to be tickled and pleasured, too great a pride to admit our own errors, too much wanting of wealth and happiness or of a worldly sport, too little willingness to set aside the desires of our flesh for what God lays before us. That's what Luther meant with this phrase, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Anything that causes us to forget to trust in God causes us to despair of God's love and his goodwill and his forgiveness for us. The truth about Jesus is the gospel. It is the good news. It's not just any news, it's the gospel, the good news of Jesus for you. That means he came here because of and for us. That means he became incarnate of human nature, of human flesh, body, and blood, and he was born fully human while truly being totally God at the same time. The truth about Jesus is that he did do that which we cannot do. He lived a life without sin. And he spent the last years of his life teaching the disciples things that have identified him and should have identified him for others as the true Messiah of the Old Testament. That green grass is not just in one place in that 23rd Psalm, although we love it there. It's so wonderful to lie down in those green pastures of the 23rd Psalm. But you also heard it in today's lesson. It's not the only place. And in fact, if you would read the paragraph right before the Beatitudes, you would hear that Jesus went up on a mountain and he told the people to sit down. There was green grass there. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. And then the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He died on the cross. And we just celebrated Good Friday and Easter morning, the resurrection, the triduum, the three great days, the Easter vigil alone. Luther looked at these 3 days as a compact. The three great days are the triduum. They're known that day as those days where Jesus gives up his life for us. He dies and is buried and is raised again. And we have the Easter celebration, which in fact we celebrate each time we receive the Lord's Supper. We are no longer reckoned as guilty or deserving the punishment of death. But we are made holy and righteous by the blood of the Lamb. It is by what he promised, what he delivered, what he possesses, and what his promises of forgiveness give to us freely without adding up or tallying that which we have done. Oh, the binding of minds that happens on some Sunday mornings in places where we're told this is what we must do in order to gain heaven. Rather, it is a free gift of God. Jesus Christ has paid the price. And so you, the sheep of God, hear that voice of our master, of our shepherd, and we follow him. We follow him to our graves, trusting in his power to raise us from eternal life. We grieve when those around us go before us and meet in the faith. But you know, if we think about it truly, there is where we have prayed to be our entire lives. There is no grief, there is no doom, there is the resurrection to life because of what we have received, the holy water combined with God's word in baptism, gives us and seals us upon the heart and the forehead as one that Christ has redeemed, Christ the crucified. And so we follow his life of holiness and his life of faithfulness, his love and his power, and we follow him to his resurrection and to our own. By his help, in this course of our lives, we hear Jesus' voice and where he has placed it. In the called servant of the words, we proclaim the voice of God, Fox Day. We follow faithfully doing what God has instructed us to do. We believe in him, and we cling to his word, his truth, his knowledge, and his sacrifice for us. That is sound doctrine, and so we follow him. Unfortunately, there are others, and sometimes we are the others, true. That is an unfortunate truth, that we lose our way. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." But those who cannot hear the voice of God in Jesus Christ are not his sheep. Those who will not listen are not his sheep. Those who will not believe the things that his voice says are not his sheep. Those who would say, "I don't know what the Bible says, but I believe," have made themselves into their own God. They have looked in the mirror and see God by what their own image is. They are not the sheep of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's sheep hear his voice. He said so. Those who do not hear him are simply and sadly just not his sheep. Repent. Jesus is the good shepherd. There are other shepherds out there. They speak different words and lead in different directions and actually make people's ears tingle for that what they want to hear. They each have their own agenda, but they don't care for their sheep except as a means to their own end. They do not love their sheep because they do not love them, and they cannot save them. Because of the kind of saving sheep that they are, it is only for them that Jesus speaks. When the dangers of death and of life and hell confront the sheep, those false shepherds, those hirelings, run away. They abandon their sheep, and it is to the destruction of the sheep and the shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd, and this means you who hear his word are safe. The good shepherd has laid his life down for his sheep. He will keep you in every and all ways. He will guard you and guide you and bless you. He will not desert you in your hour of need because he is not merely a hireling. You have no need of fear over death. You have no need of fear of that which happens in this life. He has loved you to his death, and to you, he loves you into everlasting life. And he will keep you until you arrive in his heavenly sheepfold. You and I are the other sheep that Jesus mentioned in our text. We are the ones who are added to the flock. But there are still many false shepherds and hirelings out there today. Only the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, is the promised one in the ancient prophecy. I will feed my flock and I will lead them to rest, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with judgment. Jesus Christ has sought you. He has gathered you together into his own flock. He has healed your deepest wound, that is sin and death, and the devil he protects you from. And he gives you rest and the peace of joy that only the gospel can give you. That is the good news about Jesus Christ himself. Only those who are too strong and too comfortable to listen to his word and his call, they are the ones who are in danger. Those he will destroy. So listen to his voice. Be careful to hear his voice and not another. And when you have heard his voice, you will know that his voice is the voice of the Good Shepherd. Follow him. Do not let anything, fame, wealth, nor family, nor pleasure, nor fear, or troubles, or sorrows, or anything stand in his way. But follow him. Quite a string of law, wasn't that? But the gospel is, Jesus brings his life and hope and salvation to you without fear, without punishment, without checking off lists of 40 days of this or 7 best things to do for that. No thing must be checked off. No deed must be done. Christ has done it all. His life, his death, his resurrection has done it all for you. And so we may be at peace because of what he has done for us. We need not find ourselves. The shepherd has found us. You need not look for Christ in church. Indeed, he finds you. He finds you in the waters, in the word proclaimed. He delivers himself to you in his own body and blood as it is received both upon your lips and as you eat the body of Jesus Christ. He is the Good Shepherd. He has come for you. He leads you to eternal rest and eternal life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We continue with the prayer of the church. Please rise.
Glory to you, dear Father in heaven, for you have fulfilled your word and brought your holy servant Jesus Christ, our shepherd and our God, through the death and resurrection to lead us to the redemption, our own redemption. Let us share this good news of redemption throughout the world, that by his death he has trampled down death. Hell is in uproar and creation is renewed. Grant us your Holy Spirit that this day you would become the foundation of our life and our strength in the hour of our death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Unite and joy all your holy churches gathered to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Put an end to all division and false doctrine. You brought Noah and his family through the great flood. You brought Israel through the sea on dry ground. You brought Jonah up from the belly of the sea. And finally, you raised your holy servant, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Raise up preachers in every city and land to shout this good news and give voice to choirs to sing hallelujahs without end. Grant that in the name of Jesus Christ, that it be heard in every corner of the earth this glad day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In his glorious resurrection, you revealed your Son to be the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and to be our shepherd. Grant that all who bear earthly authority would exercise that their offices would be delivered and executed with humility, restraint, and integrity for the well-being and preservation of your holy church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By the power of your Son's resurrection, we implore you to visit the sick, the suffering, the homebound, the grieving, and all who stand in need, especially those who we see that are listed in our bulletin, our shut-ins, family and friends, and especially this day, the pastor and shepherd of this congregation, the under-shepherd of your gospel. We ask that you would relieve him from all grief. Point him to the dear resurrection that Christ has delivered for him for his mother, Sally. Comfort them all on this day with the knowledge of the resurrection to life. And comfort us all too when our last hour comes. Bless our graves and remember us on the last day, that our lowly bodies be transformed by Christ's glorious body, by the power that enables him to subdue all things unto himself. Lord, in your mercy, Father, as we receive the mystery of your Son's body and blood this holy day, make it to be for us the medicine of the immortality and the antidote to death. May his supper transform us, our souls, into righteousness and our bodies into immortality. Lord, in your mercy, Lord Jesus, you did not spurn the virgin's womb, neither did you hesitate to suffer all, even death for our sake. We praise and magnify your holy name, now and forever. Be with us as we follow you, and be our Redeemer even from the grave. To you will we live, to you will we die, and yours will be ours forever. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
we bound to you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored us to life, everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, we evermore praise you and say,
peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. true body of Christ given for you. The 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 true body of Christ given for you. May you always require baptismal grace, Jesus loves you. The true body of Christ given for you. The true body of Christ given for you. The true body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
This true body and blood of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Upon you and give you peace.